Without an extension, the United States faces the prospect of having no giant pandas for the first time since 1972.
My yeah. God.
Yeah.
That's a panda famine.
Yeah. There's pandemonium.
That's pandemonium.
Hello. Namaste. Welcome to Far From Fact. Join us,
Keshav Naidu,
and me, Hussein Merchant,
as we solve pertinent world issues in an attempt to make the world a better place.
Make the world a better place?
Okay, we'll leave it the way we found it.
Okay, Keshav, what's up? Welcome back.
Hey, Hussein, welcome back.
Thank you. Welcome back to all our lovely listeners. Keshav, we should, I think, start this episode by reminding listeners, if you've not yet joined the WhatsApp channel, please do.
Yes, if you haven't joined yet, what are you waiting for?
Yeah, the link is in the show notes.
Be the early adopter, be the early fan, so you can tell your friends later. Okay.
And I think for listeners, you know, what we plan to use this channel for is just like update you guys on maybe if anything interesting is happening about the podcast. When a new episode releases, we'll share the link. We share in advance the topic that we plan to do for that episode.
Yeah, or if we are traveling to your city.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, anything's
possible. Yes. Yeah, so that's what we plan to use the channel for. So, okay, Keshav, let's jump. Yeah, now let's jump into the topic for the week. Now,
exciting topic from China.
From the US, actually.
From the US. Okay.
Yeah, to do with China. And now the headline reads that China takes back pandas from zoos in US and UK. Okay, now China is expecting its giant pandas back. The black and white guests, star attractions in zoos in the United States and Britain, are expected to return to their home country by the end of the next year in what analysts suggest is a possible change in tact in China's approach to panda diplomacy.
Wow.
Yeah. Now, in Washington, the National Zoo's three pandas are scheduled to depart for China by December 7th as their loan agreement expires, leaving just four in Atlanta who are also due to leave next year unless a new deal is reached. Britain will lose its two pandas in December, as will Australia next year if an existing agreement is not extended. There are currently no agreements to replace any of them. Without an extension, the United States faces the prospect of having no giant pandas for the first time since 1972.
My yeah. God.
Yeah.
That's a panda famine.
Yeah. There's pandemonium.
That's pandemonium.
Oh. Yuck. Okay, chalo. I like we say, you know, the kachra is out.
Hey.
Yeah.
No, but you know, this is actually, you know, a lot of listeners ask us if, you know, we pre-decide, if we discuss, like we have a chat about, do we plan out the show? This is proof that we don't.
Yeah.
You can't write this stuff. This happens just live on the fly.
Now, okay, this is perhaps Beijing's way of signaling to the West that they may not be very happy with how things are going, said Qi Meng Tan, an associate professor at the University of Nottingham in Malaysia, who studies panda diplomacy.
So why are they being mean to these pandas?
No, they are not being mean to the pandas.
No, I'm just being an idiot, sorry. So there's all these zookeepers are beating the pandas because they're Chinese. And China's like, we want them back.
People are going and calling the pandas chili chicken, momos, all of that stuff. Okay, now this panda diplomacy is the term used to describe Beijing's decades-long strategy of gifting or lending the bears in the hope of building relations with other countries.
Hmm.
Now, Beijing has grown increasingly frustrated with how relations between China and the West have deteriorated in recent years, Tan said. This may be one way of telling people that you're not treating us very well, so maybe we will pull out our pandas.
This is like katti.
Yeah, yeah.
In diplomatic language, it is katti.
It is katti, and you know, it reminds me of like a when couples who are like in the fourth or fifth standard, you know, when they start dating, and the way they.
मुझे मेरा रबर वापस चाहिए.
Exactly.
Central rubber वापस चाहिए.
Exactly that. Yeah. So, now to continue the article, Keshav, the Memphis Zoo's pandas left in April and San Diego Zoo's in 2019. After the departure from the National Zoo scheduled for December, giant panda fans will need to travel to Georgia to admire the pair of black and white bears in Zoo Atlanta, the last left in the country. They do not have long either. In the deal negotiated by the zoo, the pandas are due to leave in 2024, and as of April, there had been no discussion about renewing it. Now, pandas have been symbolic in US-China relations since 1972, when President Richard Nixon made his historic visit to Communist China, and Chinese Premier Zhou Enlai offered First Lady Pat Nixon two giant pandas, which ended up in Washington Zoo. It was a signal of improving ties between Beijing and the rest of the world, Tan said. So that's really the story, Keshav. There is some more information, you know, about the loan agreement and how the geopolitical situation and all of that. But I think this is what it is. You know, China is not happy with the way the world is treating them. The West is treating them. And they are saying, ke apna panda wapas chahiye apunko. Long story short. My larger question is, okay, do you think this move is going to change the way people look at China? Like, are we so desperate? Is the US so desperate for pandas that this is going to cause them to change their diplomatic strategy?
Not at all. They're just going to look... To me, China looks like a big crybaby here, right?
Exactly. It makes them look worse.
It makes them look terrible on the global stage, you know?
So, not
only does it look like they are crybabies, the long strategy put into something like this makes me go, wow, toxic much.
Exactly.
Because you put 20 years into loaning this panda so that one day you could say, I want my panda back.
So, now coming to problem solving, okay? My brain is immediately going to problem solving.
Yeah.
Do you want the US to still have pandas after this? Is that something we should be solving? Or what else can we solve?
Yeah, you're right. It's nice to have pandas.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not just the US. It's the UK also. Australia also. There's other countries.
So, let's say, Keshav, you know, I had a stupid idea, okay, coming to my mind. Do you feel like when the US is, say, shipping the pandas back, they can't, like, spray paint a polar bear or a grizzly bear, you know, and make it look like a panda, no?
Black and... They can. They just have to hope and pray that it doesn't rain.
I think a polar bear would be a great...
Because it's white.
Idea,
no? It's white. You can paint black.
Black
per white is thoda risky.
What I'm imagining is, man, imagine you open that cage and you expect a cute and cuddly, you know, panda, a clumsy kind of bear. And
bear.
What
and
comes
a
out is a... or
a
polar. that could be one option, you know, where you get a couple of polar bears from the North Pole somewhere.
But they'll find out. No, once they find out, it's too late.
It's too late, yeah. So what if, okay, here's a question. What if the US just says, no, we'll not give you back your
we'll
pandas?
We'll not return. Joke. Imagine the panda wars.
Yeah.
That will be the panda wars. Mera panda wapas nahi kiya iske liye. Imagine this blinking contest. How long will they wait, do you think, before
like nuclear war and all of that breaks out?
Or something like that. No, yeah.
I think it'll be very quick, man. Because
it'll escalate
very
panda
quickly.
Next day it'll be like economic sanctions, we are not sending any exports, your ships cannot come here, nuclear weapons.
Nuclear, so, yeah.
Day 5. Yeah.
Gone. Less than 5 days.
Less than 5 hours.
Hmm. All because panda wapas nahi kiya.
Panda wapas nahi kiya.
See, I have another idea, okay? I have a solution coming to my mind where India can come out as the champion.
Oh, great. So we solve it for our benefit.
For our benefit, yeah.
Yeah. So it's like two monkeys are fighting. We are the fox.
Yes. We take the
beautiful
bread and we run.
Cheese and bread.
Cheese,
and run,
whatever. Yeah. Kheer. I think that's the only
kheer.
Kheer.
Kheer. It's like, if how will a fox, you know.
So, I'm thinking, see, India shares a border with China, okay? I feel like if any country can smuggle a panda or two, it is us.
Yeah.
So, what if we smuggle pandas? I'm sure we can get it done, man. It's not too difficult.
Yeah, just need good decoys, that's it.
Yeah.
One truck full of humans in panda suits.
Yeah.
And they'll catch that one.
Yeah.
And then, samne se there's one cycle going.
Going, yeah.
With one man and a panda sitting behind.
I thought you were going to say panda in a human suit riding a cycle.
Oh, two cycles.
You train the panda.
Human
to
is
ride.
Sitting behind. Panda is riding the cycle. Even better. Get him to do some juggling while you're at it.
So, in fact, that's what the panda is trained. It's not even smuggling. You know, you just train the panda to come into India. That's it.
To walk with you, yeah.
To walk into India with you, okay?
Yeah. It's like diplomacy love jihad.
Yeah.
Just question though, does this person have to get romantically involved with the panda?
Yeah, up to them, you know what happens.
Up to them.
Yeah.
Jaise agent ki shraddha.
Yes, yes. Now, once these pandas are Indian property, in Indian land, okay?
Yeah.
Let the US then return these pandas and we tell the US, tum tension mat lo, we will restock your pandas.
Oh, wow.
What happens here, okay, India is the hero because India has come to the US like a knight in shining armor and said that we will give you pandas. China yeah. will look like a major fool because
for
they...
allowing ghar ka panda bacha nahi pa raha hai.
Yeah. And they don't have any trump card left because their pandas are also back. So now what yeah. do they have left?
But what if they then attack us for stealing their pandas?
Why will they attack us? Means the pandas walked in on their own, no? We didn't.
Yeah, they cycled in on
their own. They cycled, sorry.
Complete with passport and proper documentation. So yeah, we come out smelling like roses.
Yeah.
They can't even ask for the pandas back because when China gives you a gift,
yeah.
they want it back.
Hmm.
What is this gift giving business where you say
actually,
I'll give it to you and I'll take it back after
back.
2 years? That's not a gift anymore.
Hmm.
That's babysitting. I think US should basically send them a babysitting invoice.
Invoice, yeah.
Kitna kharcha kiya uske upar.
And those two pandas, I think, also have given birth to a cub. So, uska tum charge karo.
Haan. And the cubs also they want back?
I guess so, because cub is also... Oh. It's, you know, it's like, I know that in the, as per the Indian Contract Act, okay, this is taken care of, where if I'm taking care of your cattle, while say you have gone on a pilgrimage, and my cow gives birth to a calf, when I come back, you have to give back the cow and the calf. You can't keep the calf and say, okay, you only gave me the cow, so I'm only returning back your cow.
So my instinct was to return only the cow.
No, it's not allowed. Like, the as per the law, you have to return the calf also.
Wow, this is good to know. This is great. Mm.
So, by that definition, China has right over the cub also.
Right over the cubs also.
Hmm.
If these stolen, not stolen, these runaway pandas that India got, they make babies, then we can do anything we want.
Anything we want, yeah.
We can sell it back to China also.
Yeah.
Will they buy it? I doubt they'll buy it.
No, I don't think they'll buy it, because they'll probably execute these pandas at the first opportunity for being
because
traitors.
Traitor panda.
Yeah, Desh Drohi.
I think we have an episode title, Traitor Panda. Traitor Panda 4.
So this is one option, okay, where India can kind of swoop in and take advantage.
And save, yeah.
Anything else, what do you think of this whole situation?
What I find very fascinating or interesting is all the global contracts are ending at the same time for
time.
A panda.
Yeah.
Which means it was seeded 20 years ago as a plan.
Yes.
And meanwhile, they probably were just waiting to achieve a certain amount of manufacturing power globally or something like that. And for all you know, they achieved those targets a few years ago. Bas panda ki deri thi. Ki now, this is going to tilt like... For all you know, in global history, like many years later, 50 years, 100 years later, they'll look back as this will be a massive global event. How the pandas were taken back because China, the superpower that it is today, was hurt. The West could not understand the love of the East. And then if it becomes East over West, then suddenly we will have to, I think, help China get the pandas back.
Back. Wow.
Like, we want to be on the right side of history.
Yeah. So, basically, then we have to train the US pandas to cycle back into China.
Cycle back into China. That's it.
So, Keshav, I have another thought. another thought, okay? And while you were explaining this, no? A very interesting conspiracy theory popped into my mind, okay? And the seed in my mind was the cheetah fiasco that has happened.
Yeah. Was that a loan also?
So that's what I'm coming to, okay? Let's say that was a loan as well. Abhi to cheetah bichara bacha hi nahi hai, okay?
What cubs?
So in the case where the loaned animal dies, there's no question of returning. Yeah.
I see where you're going with this.
So I have two. Nice. One obvious solution which comes up is claim that the pandas have died, okay?
Yeah.
And actually keep them in hiding for some months or whatever, and then reuse them later in some other zoo. And the other larger conspiracy theory is, what if the cheetahs that we have taken have not actually died?
Oh.
They are just, you know, chilling, and we are telling the world that they have died so that we don't have to return them in the future.
Aage chalke, it shouldn't become cheetah diplomacy.
Yeah.
Oh, this is a great theory, man. So what do we have to do? We have to keep borrowing animals from other countries and kill them.
And see it.
Mar gaya. This is like you borrow somebody's t-shirt and you tear it.
Yeah, or say
but
ke...
10x worse. 100x worse.
No, but the beauty here is, don't actually kill the animals. You know, let them
you're not
thrive.
Killing, yeah.
Let them thrive and let them reproduce whatever. So once you have enough of a stock of that animal, you then don't really have to care. You know, if they ask for their animal later, you say, yeah, we have our own. You take your original animal. We don't care.
Take it back.
Kya hai? So, do you think the US, if they say, you know, are December 4th ko the panda to go back, 3rd December
third night, you will not believe it.
Kya ho gaya? They were so
just
sad.
Just near the bathtub, there was a toaster and the toaster fell in it and there was an electric light switch hanging just there. That plug also fell in at the same time when panda wanted a hot bath and toast. Panda became toast.
But actually, panda is still safe.
Actually, panda is safe.
Yeah. So, do you think that will work? Where they, you know?
I think it'll work like a charm. It's a superb idea. Just send them a taxidermied bone. Panda. You can put cooked, grilled meat inside. Because your reason is that they got electrocuted. This roast Angus is inside. Stuffed.
As proof, you know, that you take as your proof. Panda. Yeah.
Yeah.
I think that seems to be the best solution, man. Just artificially.
Yeah, and even if China comes back and claims that no, somebody ate it and checked, it's Wagyu beef or something. They'd be like, then China will lose their global sympathy card on it. Because they ate their panda. It's a win-win.
So, yeah, man, a fake death, I think, that the whole world sees, you know, to make it more legit. Yeah. And I think these pandas are broadcasted. There's like a panda cam or something also, no?
Oh.
Where people can see what the pandas are doing live. So, I have a great idea, okay, Keshav? The two pandas are there, no? We make them, we stage a fight between the two pandas and
the
they
two of them.
End up killing each
escape.
Other. No, so no, not escape.
Oh, that's how they killed each other.
So, you know, there's no need to like have a cover that ye accident ho gaya,
nothing,
wo accident.
Nothing. And that's actually two people in suits.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. Because training pandas to fight MMA level shit.
Kung Fu Panda.
This is comeback. MMA panda. Mixed martial art panda.
Okay, thank you for listening, everyone. We hope you enjoyed.
Thank you for listening, you guys. We hope you have enjoyed this episode. Hope you have a great week ahead.
Yeah, and again, reminder to join our WhatsApp channel.
Yes, join our WhatsApp channel. Also follow us on Instagram and on Spotify.
Yes.
But so, WhatsApp is the best way to stay in touch.
Yeah, you can rate us on Spotify and iTunes. Those ratings are very helpful.
You can, yeah, and lastly, we also are an independent podcast, so feel free to send us money.
Yes. UPI and PayPal, links are in the show notes. Thank you guys. Have a good week.
Bye.
Bye.